This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The first result of the by-elections has come from the state of Punjab, where the ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly constituency. The counting of votes in the remaining 12 constituencies spread over six states is underway. The AAP candidate Mohinder Bhagat won this seat by a margin of 37,325 votes. He defeated BJP candidate Sheetal Angulal in the triangular contest. BJP polled 17,921 votes, while Congress candidate remained third with 16,757 votes. In Himachal, according to the trends so far, Congress candidates are leading in Dehra and Nalagarh Assembly constituencies, while BJP candidate is leading in Hamirpur Assembly constituency. Voting was held on Wednesday for Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh in Himachal Pradesh, Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand, Rupali in Bihar, Amarwada in Madhya Pradesh, Vikrawandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab. In Bihar, counting of votes for the by-election for the Rupali Assembly constituency is underway in Purnia amid tight security. After the end of the seventh round of counting, independent candidate Shankar Singh is leading with a margin of over 1,000 votes against his nearest rival JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai in Maharashtra today. He will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the road, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at NESCO Exhibition Centre, Goregaon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla and other senior officials of the ministry are attending the meeting. Vibrant Villages program is a centrally sponsored scheme for comprehensive development of the select villages in 46 blocks in 19 districts of Arunachal Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Uttarakhand and Ladakh. A two-day robot competition DD Robocon India 2024 is underway at Tyagraj Stadium in New Delhi. Prasara Bharati and IIT Delhi is hosting the event and more than 750 students from over 45 colleges, institutions and universities are participating in the event. During the competition, robots will face off each other to execute complex tasks within precise windows of time. The winning team from DD Robocon will represent India at the International Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union Robocon 2024, which will take place in Chiang Nui in Vietnam. Health Minister JP Nadda yesterday reviewed the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission with senior officials of the National Health Authority in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said these schemes are successfully fulfilling their intended purposes. The Income Tax Department has collected over 6,45,000 crore rupees as direct tax for the financial year 2024-25, as well as has issued refunds of 70,902 crore rupees till the 11th of this month. The data released by the Income Tax Department highlighted the total collection comprises 2,65,336 corporate tax, 3,61,862 crore rupees personal income tax and 1,426 crore rupees other taxes. Niti Aayog has released SDG India Index 2023-24 and said India is progressing towards the sustainable development goals despite global headwinds. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways will host the State Maritime and Waterways Transport Committee's meeting on Tuesday through video conferencing. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met the presiding officers of legislatures of Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Uzbekistan at St. Petersburg in Russia yesterday. In Wimbledon tennis, 7-seeded Jasmine Paolini will take on 31st-seed Krejcikova in the women's singles final in London this evening at 6:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.